Hey guys, welcome back. Guess what time it is? It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter. Okay, anyways, Netflix picks next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
A couple weeks, so we gotta like jazz it up.
I love that song so much.
My first time hearing it.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy, but I hope that like people just like me had never heard or knew of this song and just saw you freaking out saying peanut butter
and that'll banish Ashley again for another week for not knowing peanut butter jelly time.
No.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Rick Hong and I'm joined by my panel.
Hi.
I got Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Hi.
Hey everybody.
And we got Ashley Chaney.
Hi, I'm back. I'm here. He can't get rid of me.
And Steve Kaufman, that's K-U-F-M-A-N-N. He is at WrestleMania, so I'm sure he's tweeting spoilers right now, talking about John Cena beating The Undertaker or whatever. And like, I have no idea if that's going on because I'm here, so it's not a spoiler. Maybe later on it will be. But this week, you know, we've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Two weeks. Last week was a holiday, Easter and Passover.
Yeah, and we had like our family edition with like Benji. So This week, I mean, we're talking food, glorious food, hence
food.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut. I thought one of you two was supposed to bring the peanut butter and jelly.
I know that would see if we had planned this far enough in advance.
You know that would have been a great idea.
The great peanut butter and jelly question, though: do you take it crunchy or creamy?
Creamy.
I take it either way, but do you take it organic, where it's like liquidy, or you have like the sugar inside of it?
I mean, listen, if somebody's giving me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm going to eat it however it comes.
If it's both.
No, but when you go out and buy peanut butter, do you buy the healthy kind that you have to like flip over?
Oh, yeah.
So that the, or do you get like Jiffy or Skip almond butter?
That's what I was going to say.
Almond butter?
Yes. So my new, like, if I was to make like a grown-up peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's Ezekiel flourless toast.
Yes.
With almond butter. And then if I'm being really good, fresh cut strawberries. But if I'm being naughty, then some sugar-free preserves.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm such a boring adult.
No, you're not. I've done that.
That's good. That's good stuff.
But that's why I don't keep bread and almond butter
in the house.
Yes. Because it's a dangerous situation.
Oh,
it is very dangerous.
No, you could have almond butter with like veggies and...
Almond butter with veggies? What are you on?
Yeah,
carrot? Like with, dude, ants on a log? Celery?
Celery,
with like the raisins?
Yeah, apples? It's good, but mm-hmm. then right, I get apples, carried maybe. Away, fruit. And then it's just like, whoa.
Oh, you can't control the amount of...
Almond butter is just that good. It's just begging for me to consume more of it.
Agreed. I hope that we're making all of you guys really hungry.
That's why we're not going to have a lot of these episodes, because I always get hungry when I'm watching Netflix and it's food stuff. But we have to dedicate an episode to talk about, at least somewhat of an episode, to food, because there's so many good shows about food on Netflix. And Ashley Chaney loves food. She loves travel. So she has some recommends and she wanted to talk about this week. And the first one, and it dropped a few weeks ago, but that's a great thing about these shows is you don't have to like binge it. You don't have to watch it right away.
Totally.
You can watch them very much at your leisure. And either if you're hungry or not hungry, I always recommend if I'm going to watch it, I better have food like right afterwards. Or
it's dangerous.
It's dangerous no matter what. If you eat beforehand and then you're watching it, you're like,
you're hungry. What they're doing opposed to.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you go into an episode on an empty stomach, I feel like it fuels more eating.
That too.
Because I can't watch like a cooking show without having a little snack. I can't. Who am I kidding? I can't watch Netflix without having some sort of snack.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'll have what she's having, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Where's
that?
When Harry Met Sally.
There we go.
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh. Thank we did God. Not just.
Thank
yes.
God this is recording for life.
So, nice. Yes, the sound effects. Good job. So, Ashley, so what's your first recommend? Or like something, because like I know I've seen, I think on your first recommend, I've seen some of the show. So
well, so there's a couple fun ones out there. I will say this again because it is a show that brings me total delight. It wasn't on my original list, but it's a show that if you haven't watched, catch up now because I know they're about to drop a new season ahead of time. It's Great British Bake Off. I've said this before a long time ago because it brings me absolute delight. Speaking of things that are like delicious and make you hungry, you will absolutely want to eat baked goods. But on top of that, it makes you like they're so nice to each other on the British shows. Like here are competition food shows. They're evil to each other.
No. It's like Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay on the British versions of his show, he's actually very, very nice. Whereas on the American version show, he calls everybody a donkey.
I know. Like we just want to be mean to each other. So let's not accept that. And then the other shows that are on there that we absolutely have to talk about. Ugly Delicious, you guys. If you call
David Chang.
If you call yourself a foodie and you're not watching Ugly Delicious, I don't believe you.
Mm. Here's the thing too, is that I think the first episode covers pizza.
Yes. The first episode is dedicated to pizza. In fact, there's a whole and the first episode is dedicated to pizza, who doesn't love pizza?
I mean, he's got like other people there. He's got like the history of pizza, what they consider like what a pizza is versus what a pizza isn't in Italy. Like, I mean, those are like some of the debates.
If you've only seen one episode, it's totally Philia. I'm actually only two episodes in because they're long.
They're at least an hour.
They're close to an hour long.
Yeah.
So they're a time commitment for sure. And this is for like the Bourdain lovers out there. They get really in depth with the food. It's not just like a quick show and tell of the food. They get into the history of the food. They talk about like in the second episode, which is tacos. This is a great episode for a lot of reasons. I wish we'd covered it a couple weeks ago. We've been busy on this Netflix show, but they go to a lot of LA spots because David Chang's an LA local now. They just opened up Momofuku out here, and David Chang is
He calls it Major Domo, which you know what? I think we're probably going to do an excursion while Steve Kaufman is not here. Yeah. But the three of us will go do it, and he'll feel left out. Ha ha, Steve Kaufman.
Oh my
god. But Major Domo is here in LA, which is a spinoff of like Momofuku that he has like on the East Coast.
Exactly. We're so lucky too because all these food shows, there's a lot of LA tie-ins because in a lot of obviously big cities around the world, there's these great opportunities for culinary, you know, the masters to come and work. And the second episode is tacos, which is, you know, God, we live and breathe tacos in LA. So there's this one taco truck that they feature, which we really should do an excursion to. It's called Mariscos Jaliscos. So if you're LA local, look for Mariscos Jaliscos.
Do you follow them like on Twitter or how do we find them?
Find them on Twitter. You can find, I think they have an Instagram, but they are one of the food critics that David Chang had on as a guest, whose name is escaping me right now, but one of his top 100 restaurants in LA, and it's a food truck.
Jonathan
Gold, yes.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, Jonathan Gold is like the big LA food critic, and if he demolishes you, that probably sucks. If he praises you, that's probably a great thing too. But Jonathan Gold.
So you roll up to this taco truck, and on the side of the taco truck, it says Jonathan Gold's, you know, top 100 restaurants.
Wow.
So they go to this taco shop. So the funny story is, I guess Chrissy Teigen is watching Ugly Delicious right while the Oscars are going on. Chrissy Teigen is pregnant, very pregnant, and she
John Legend's wife.
You guys don't know who Chrissy Teigen is?
Come on. Yes.
Or she's just Chrissy Teigen, you male-centered thing.
I'm giving people reference.
She's known for herself.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, she's also known for being a major food lover herself. She's always had these wacky stories of being like on Twitter. She has a cookbook. Mm-hmm. And she, during the Oscars, she was watching Ugly Delicious instead of the Oscars. Won't go into that. But she was like, I've got to find this food truck. So she set out. I think she started in the morning. It took 12 hours for her to find this food truck, and they had the food truck from Mariscos Jaliscos come to her house because she wanted those tacos that she saw on Ugly Delicious.
Wow.
That bad. So it's also, that's the one, Mariscos Jaliscos. That's anyway, awesome. lots of fun adventures on that show. And it's super fun for LA people to kind of spot out some of the things. And other like sections. So that episode one was pizza. Episode two is tacos. Three is home cooking. So this is where we start to see like some of the ugly come in. Four, shrimp and crawfish. They go to then barbecue, fried chicken. An entire episode dedicated to fried chicken.
That's bad. I already feel my cholesterol. I love fried chicken.
I missed over a little Texan opportunity here.
Yes.
I'm sure. And so with each episode, they visit. Like he has four different people that they send off into like the tacos episode. He had one food critic off in Mexico, one off in somewhere else. So like, he's like a whole team that he sends out into the world. It's really cool. And then we've got also fried rice and stuffed, just an episode called Stuffed, which I'm about. So I'm sure it's all stuffed stuffed.
We'd be stuffed if we ate everything.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? We'll cover noodles. So David Chang, send us. We'll cover noodles for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pick up the tab.
Yum. So yeah, lots of yummy food, like real food stuff happening in Ugly Delicious. And I'm two episodes in, pizza and tacos, and I'm like, I can't. It's the issue of you can't watch it unless you're eating or unless you're about to eat because it makes you
or
so
maybe
hungry.
Maybe if you're just indecisive that day and you're trying to figure out what to eat, that's when you play to see, am I really in the mood for pizza? Am I really in the mood for tacos? I mean, hey guys, put it in the comments, put it in our chat. I mean, if you guys watch these food shows, I mean, do you feel like we do? Do you get hungry? Do you not get hungry? It's okay. Do you watch it, you know, I don't know, like after a workout, before a workout, so that you feel motivated not to, you know, call up Postmates and order food.
I had to disable my Postmates. It was a problem.
No, here's the thing. So I've deleted it multiple times and then I added it again.
You keep going back.
I do. Postmates, I love you. Not sponsored.
Yeah, Postmates, exactly. We'll call you right now. Give us some free food. Deliver it live on the show.
Yeah. See, my thing, because I mean, I grew up watching the Food Network channel and the Cooking Channel and just all things food related.
Yes.
Is that sometimes even like when you're watching a show, for example, that's featuring tacos, and if you're already eating and you're not eating tacos, you're like, screw that. I don't want that. I want that.
Yes.
Exactly that. So
100%.
I mean, I'm just glad that we live in LA. that we get to
actually, to Ashley's, you know, to add on to Ashley about living in LA, the funny thing is that I was out at a restaurant last night, and sure enough, who's walking in? It's Bobby Flay.
Oh my gosh.
Bobby Flay's like walking in, and I was like, oh, okay. But I mean, granted, I'm looking for Jada De Laurentiis, but
Jada, because I work with Jada, she's great.
No,
but you know, there was no him, but everybody else was like freaking out, and I was like, oh, whatever, man.
You didn't even get a picture of him from, you know.
I mean, you know, he totally saw us. Like, well, like he totally, like, he even like called out our waitress, kind of being like, oh, she's the best server here.
Oh,
hi.
Really?
Yeah.
What restaurant were you at?
The Hearth and the Hound, which used to be
the
old, it's the new Cat and Fiddle on Sunset.
Oh, yeah,
and
that bar,
Sunset and
the British pub.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. For those of you who don't live in LA.
Sorry, guys. We're a little
off
hand.
But
what Ashley's saying, it's very, very true in LA. That this weird stuff just kind of happens. So
I have one more LA tie-in, which is Milk Bar Cookies. Do you guys know about Milk Bar Cookies?
Sure.
So I actually got a delivery of Milk Bar Cookies from a special someone last weekend.
Milk Bar or Milk Jar?
Milk Jar.
On Wilshire. Yeah, no, it's like not too far away from... I can probably bring some in next week.
She just opened up though, Milk Jar Cookies, right? Isn't that what they just opened up?
I know that it's been there for the one that I'm thinking of that's on Wilshire, it's been around for at least a year because they were giving out free cookies on Election Day.
Oh, okay.
That's so nice.
It was like a basic sugar cookie with like red, white, and blue, like sprinkles or whatever. Yeah. No, it's still
free
very nice.
Food is always good in my book.
So I think the owner of this, unless I'm speaking totally out of hand, maybe Amy can give me some internet backup. But the creator of Milk Jar Cookies, I think it's a woman named Angie. And if so, she's going to be featured. I'm mixing up either Milk Bar or Milk Jar. And she is going to be featured on an episode of Chef's Table, which is all about pastry, which I think we have a trailer to show.
Steve, can
you
we
guys
pull up the trailer to show everybody? And because I haven't seen it, I don't think Amy Cassandra Martinez has seen it. So
no.
I'm eager.
I want to cue it up first, which is like if you guys are again, if we're sticking on this food train here, as you know, Chef's Table Emmy nominated, amazing show for like the coolest, most like about it, gnarly chefs out there. They actually had in 2015, they had a whole Chef's Table France, I think, and there was an episode or two devoted to pastries. So this is what you're about to see the trailer for is like one of those episodes on steroids. It's completely dedicated to dessert, which is major trouble
awesome.
For me.
So roll it!
Got it up.
When I was in Paris for pastry school, they were pretty clear this was a bad career choice.
You're going for a cookie.
Chocolate chips.
Oh my gosh.
Chocolate chips.
Close up shots.
Yes. See? Milk. Uh-oh. Right there.
Okay.
Milk. That's her.
You know what? I might not be. I'm not sure now.
Oh
pretty
my God,
sure
I
she
love
just
it.
Opened up in LA.
It's probably something different than what I'm thinking of. But I will still venture over there and get some cookies anyway.
For those of you that are listening along with us, you're missing some real gorgeous.
Whoa, a nose?
Except for that one last shot.
No, it's still great.
Totally tantalizing baked goods.
Yes!
Ah, yum.
Dessert-only restaurant.
Did you hear that? Dessert-only restaurant. My dream.
Gelato.
Yeah,
gelato.
His mouth is watering so much right now.
Los Hermanos Roca es una historia de familia.
Oh, that's insane.
I love baking because it reminds me
Christina
of
Tossi,
my grandma's.
That's okay. Who you're thinking of?
Okay, sorry. So Christina, not Angie.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's somebody different than what I was talking about. So,
okay, so
that's great.
Tossi.
Fried Snickers bar.
Oh, this is my favorite.
No judgment.
Of course, you're the two little kids that are like all about it.
Did you hear she's also like, also give me some deep fried chocolate chip cookie dough?
Girl, yes.
I love you.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? Anything tastes good fried. I mean, you could fry a rat and it would taste delicious.
No. I'm going to disagree with Ian. You know, to be perfectly honest, I have had a deep fried Twinkie and it didn't do too much for me.
Yeah, I know, you're kind of right because I did that. I mean, you can go to the freezer section and get those too, but I did that at a fair and
yeah, that's where
it was. It was fine, yeah. But I would, if I could swap out for a different type of dessert,
yeah.
I would never pay again to get a deep fried.
Totally.
Unless it's like a deep fried chicken leg that's like really fat and like had like a lot of buttermilk around
See,
it, then
like
I'll eat it.
The savory. I also did a deep fried Snicker thinking, oh, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be really gooey on the inside and all that. And it was underwhelming. I actually preferred the Snicker ice cream bar.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Yep, there we go.
Good.
How about fried pickles?
Those are delicious.
You never go wrong with fried pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite fried thing, I would say.
Fried pickles,
yeah. Fried chicken,
yeah. All the fried things. Are you guys hungry or what?
Well, okay, wait. What I want to do though too is like I want to circle back because 2 weeks ago when we had Gabriel Bateman on here, we're talking Benji.
Yeah.
Ashley was talking about Nailed It.
Yes, Nailed It.
And clearly we had our agenda that day. So like I wanted to know more about Nailed It.
Yeah.
In terms of the show.
Sure. Well, so just really quickly, also that the trailer that we just showed you guys for Chef's Table, it's awesome that we showed it to you this week. It actually drops next Friday. So we can, next Friday, which is April 13th, for those of you who are superstitious. And so we can talk about it next week, and we can all have a peek at it.
Yeah, we can all have like our hockey masks while we're eating dessert.
Yeah, so maybe we can bring in some desserts in studio. Maybe.
Yes, I cannot bake to save my life. So
neither am I.
We're not baking. We live in LA. We've been bragging about LA, so that means we go out and get dessert from somewhere in LA and then bring it.
Or we could do it in spirit of Nailed It, as you were talking about, which is that Amy and I both maybe love the look and taste of baked goods, but I cannot. I can't get them to be beautiful. They can taste really good.
Yeah.
But they just never look quite as appetizing as these chefs who are flipping artists, if you ask me,
yes.
Make it seem.
Oh my gosh. So, the competitions. Yeah.
The premise of the show Nailed It, which kind of satiated my Great British Bake Off need, which is, for those of you who haven't seen Great British Bake Off, it's great because you can catch up on some episodes, but I'm tapped out. I've seen them all. So I like need that kind of loving game show where everybody's nice to each other, and this Nailed It isn't.
It's like the American cutthroat,
not super cutthroat. It's kind of like tongue in cheek. It's hosted by a young woman whose name I don't know. She's kind of new to the scene. She's a funny African-American girl. She kind of pokes, like, there's this section where for one of the let's say there's three competitors, right? And let's say one of the competitors is struggling and they're like, I need help. I want to call a lifeline kind of deal. This woman, the host, will come and it's like nagging. It's not Niecy. It's not Niecy Nash. I'm going to be really embarrassed if it is Niecy Nash. It's not. But she's like, she'll come and nag one of the other competitors for like a full minute. So she's kind of funny. But the whole premise of the show is like they're given these beautiful baked goods that they're supposed to try and recreate. And it goes about what I'm thinking our Amy and I's would look
like.
No, you know what it reminds me of just if someone's like saying, it's like those like to-do videos, like home improvement stuff. And you send a guy there. And then you try to recreate what the guy does.
Yeah.
I think, like the disastrous part, that would be me, like just trying to do like molding, like on a wall and be like, does it look the same? So it's, I get it. Like trying to recreate.
Oh, you had to like bring it back to like a manly task to get it?
No, I'm just saying like a different version of, I mean, believe me, you don't even want to see me try to bake because.
Me either. No. I mean, mine looks horrible. As long as it tastes good. I'm about taste, which is like, it can be ugly and delicious.
Hey, well, there you go. I mean? Then you're ready for the show. The host's name is Nicole
Byer. Yeah, she's cute. She's a fun girl. I've only seen one episode, to be fair. But it's fun. It's a fun premise. And it kind of fills that baking show cook like competition, but it's not, nothing is as good as Great British Bake Off. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they've got it down to a science. It makes me hungry, makes me happy.
You know, speaking of food and cooking, I guarantee there's somebody, our fearless leader, that has probably some insight into that. So if you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, and for those who do, we've got the podcast for you, Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, fearless leader, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was Netflix Picks that sent you there.
That's
Conversations
right.
with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. I guarantee she's talked about food and cooking, and go follow her like Instagrams and Twitter. And
she definitely has, because she has a cookbook herself. She has a cookbook, The Every Girl Cooks. It's awesome. She takes like great recipes and makes them really healthy.
I mean, I have yet to see this at AfterBuzz, but maybe someday she will grace us with this, you know, great recipe of hers.
She's brought it to us. Maybe not just
Did you not get it? Oh, no. So we did.
Oh, no. I know there was a certain girl, like, on this panel the day that I wasn't here, or, like, I think, like, an hour maybe after I'd left, you know, said, like, oh, by the way, there's mochi ice cream in the AfterBuzz TV fridge. And I was like, great, I was there an hour ago.
Thanks, Amy Cassandra Martinez. No, you knew it was going to be here beforehand.
Well, I heard that you were coming, so I was like, I got to go. I got to leave now.
Yeah, we were here, and then it just disappeared. People love mochi ice cream. I was not aware of that.
Hey.
Now I am. Hey.
People love ice cream, any kind of ice cream, right?
Right.
You know?
That gets me to thinking. Quick question for both of you. Favorite ice cream?
Okay, I'm going to see you at, it's another LA local thing. Sorry, guys, that's where my head is. But Salt and Straw, they have this ice cream called Salted Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough.
Oh, dang.
Good. I had it for breakfast. No joke, I had it for breakfast yesterday. I'm serious. I did. Because I'm an adult and I can eat what I want for breakfast.
So what you're saying is it's chocolate chip cookie dough. It's
chocolate salted. Chip cookie, but it's salted.
No, I know. But like, I mean, if you, before they decided to fancy it up with the salt, you're like, that was like, if someone said back in the day.
No, back in the day, if I was going Baskin Robbins 31 flavors, it's the chocolate with the peanut butter ribbon. Done.
Peanut butter ribbon.
See, I don't think you can I don't think you can mix. I'm like either...
You can't mix chocolate and peanut butter? Wait. That's like saying you can't mix peanut butter and jelly. Who are you? Off the panel. Get out. Guys, I'm back thinking, me up here.
Like, for me,
peanut butter is the only thing that matters in life.
I'm thinking coffee ice cream.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I love coffee ice cream.
Yeah, but not
with
just
marshmallows.
Yeah, you've got to put stuff in it. Yeah.
Marshmallows.
We have Star Drew in the chat saying cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah, see, that's a legit flavor.
You just gotta sing this, cookies and cream.
You know,
oh no, it's peaches and
cookies
cream.
If you want to get really specific, I just found one that is technically not ice cream. It's frozen yogurt, and it's from Ben and Jerry's. And if you've been following me on my Instagram stories, you know that I had a little bit of a tough time with sugar, and I got carried away. Anyway, we're okay now. This is kind of what sent me down that beautiful spiral of sugar and ice cream. So it's Ben and Jerry's frozen yogurt. It's half baked.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's cookie dough.
It's cookie dough, and it has brownie bites inside. No joke, I had never had it before until, like, when are we in? April? February. And my life was just changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, it's February. And it's like, oh, yeah. And then it was March, and then it was April, and it'll be May.
Yeah, no, that's how I keep track of time. Like, when was the last time I had ice cream? Okay, then I know what month it is.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Interesting.
You don't think I'm kidding?
No.
Ooh, Xavier Jones Oreo boy right here.
Oreo's good. So in Virginia, which is where I spent some of my formative years. Okay, all my formative years.
Wait, what kind of Oreo though? Are we talking the traditional Oreo? Well, because now they have like Oreo that's like, it's like the vanilla wafer, like, you know. And then it's the white cream, and then it's the vanilla wafer.
Forget that. This is, we had this thing called the ice cream supper where we would hand crank up like gallons and gallons of ice cream for charity.
It was for a good cause.
But we'd hand crank. It was so good. And that flavor, we would crush up Oreos into vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So it was homemade vanilla ice cream with Oreos spun in. If you're talking Xavier, this is Oreo ice cream like you ain't never God, it's so good.
And here's something mind-blowing about Oreos, by the way. It's vegan.
Vegan.
It's crazy. Oreo cookies are vegan.
You mean that's that cream cool. that's in there isn't real
that's how,
cream?
That's how vegan people don't die. It's because they're just stuffing their mouths eating like Oreo cookies to sustain life. So
I feel like I could survive on Oreos for sure.
I should have hazed Gabriel Bateman when he was here about that. But
you got to do the Oreos with peanut butter like Lindsay Lohan does on Friday the 13th. That's how they know they're twins because they both dip their Oreos in peanut butter.
You're talking about Freaky Friday.
What did I say?
Friday the 13th.
Oh, sorry, wrong.
I was like, that's Jason Voorhees. That's not what? Lindsay Jason, Lohan.
Wrong
but
movie. Freaky Friday. It happened on the 13th, I'm sure of it. They switched. They're twins. No, it's Parent Trap. Guys, I'm with you now. It's Parent Trap, it's not Freaky Friday.
You know what, guys? Actually, it was Mean Girls. It wasn't Freaky Friday. It wasn't Parent Trap. It was Mean Girls. That's what she's talking about. That was that Lindsay Lohan movie.
All those movies.
And I don't even know if any of those are actually on Netflix right now. So
they're not.
Amy's going to take a look. Oh. Meanwhile, Ashley Chaney is also going to be telling us about Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh, Somebody Feed Phil, you guys. Okay.
Hey, is this Phil Svitek of AfterBuzz TV?
It's not Phil Svitek, famous Phil of AfterBuzz. No, it's not Phil Svitek. It's Phil, last name I don't know. However, he works on, you would know Phil from Everybody Loves Raymond. He was the executive producer.
Phil Rosenthal.
Oh. Executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond.
So basically, he has a lot of money to go eat.
And you know what? Here's the deal. I watched the show, you know, again, I'm missing Bourdain pretty hard because I've gone through all of my Bourdain episodes that are on Netflix. So this is the one, this Somebody Feed Phil is the premise.
Wait,
is,
what's Bourdain's first name?
Anthony.
No. See, when you know him like I do, you call him Tony. Nah, I don't know him, but I keep going. Keep going. Go back to somebody. I just had to throw it in there.
When someone is knighted, you say their full name, like Sir Richard Wentworth, you know, whatever. You say the whole thing. That's he does our after buzz of TVO. You say the whole name.
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain deserves the full name because he is.
So, like Sir Paul McCartney?
Yes. The only thing that like kind of bumps me a little bit is because for all these food and travel shows, there are no women hosts, you guys. There's no women hosts. And as much as I love Anthony Bourdain.
Wait, what? No, there's Jada, there's Rachel Ray, there's
That's not travel.
Do you remember Samantha Bee?
I love Samantha Brown. I follow her to this day. She's just started a show with PBS, which I'm happy to talk about, even though it's not on Netflix, it's on PBS. But especially on Netflix, there's no female travel hosts. Samantha Brown she was a pioneer.
Yeah, I remember back in the Bay.
Back in the day.
But
Samantha Brown?
Samantha Brown. Downtown Samantha Brown. Yeah, she was the legit. She was like, oh, I'm going to be her when I grow up.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it, guys. She's great. But anyway, to get back to Somebody Feed Phil, the premise, you guys, is that it's like, it's as if you can totally tell he created Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know if you guys are seeing what we're seeing, but he's like this kind of quirky, kind of nervous guy. and they send him out like the first episodes in Thailand, and it's these really awesome locations, and he's eating all these really exotic foods. But he is just really quirky and very much like you can almost hear Ray Romano.
It's kind of like Larry David being George Costanza in Seinfeld.
Totally, 100%.
Like neurotic. Yeah. Okay.
And I did kind of have the thought. Now, granted, I mean, I enjoyed every second of it because it takes you to all these really exotic locations, and he's eating this like food that is like he's eating this pad Thai off of a boat in the floating markets in Thailand, and I'm just like drooling because who doesn't want to be there and to eat that food?
And the pad Thai in Thailand is like it's probably like a dollar. It's cheaper than McDonald's.
It's cheaper than McDonald's, and it's served in like a plastic bag, and you're in a boat. Like you cannot.
That's amazing.
Make a more authentic experience. But that said, my only thought is like, oh, I would love to see, and this is my note for all the food and travel programming that's out there right now. I would love to see some hosts that aren't male. And also that maybe aren't famous or really rich. I mean me. That's what I mean. But it's great. I love Somebody Feed Phil.
You know, speaking of getting to enjoy foods or drinks in, a certain country, a certain way, because that's how they do it there.
Yes.
I lived in Mexico for 4 years and...
You did.
I did.
And you don't speak Spanish fluently?
I do. Okay. I choose to store it away because English just comes so naturally.
it comes naturally to me,
it
too.
It comes so naturally, and I can just start ranting on about speaking in English. Anyway, but yeah, so, like, one of the things that we did as kids, so I lived there when I was when I was 4 all the way until I was 8. And we would
drink. Oh, so that was like 2 years ago?
2 years ago. I'm actually 10. Yeah, so we would get drinks, so like kind of like 7-Up or like Fanta, and get it in a plastic little bag with the straw.
Oh, yeah, cool.
That's Thailand. You guys did Thailand? Thailand, really? The same thing. The drinks and the food are all served in plastic bags.
Yeah, I call that Capri Sun. That's a pouch.
No,
that's
I remember. I remember really enjoying Capri Sun when my mom and I came back to the States. But yeah, it's like one of those things. And then even
that's how you know it's going to be legit. If it's served to you in a plastic bag, especially if it's a beverage, it's going to be good.
And it's weird though, because like there's no markings of what it is. You're like, give me this liquid in this bag, okay? And then you drink it, and you're like, this is...
yeah, that scares me.
Pro tip from just, I was lucky enough to just come back from the United Arab Emirates. And these are like, when you go to a new place and you experience new food or whatever, there's my, you know, they always caution you to be careful with like the street food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this is my life lesson for all of you for travel. Travel tip from your girl, Ashley Cheney. Pack your own toilet paper. Okay.
Ew.
I'm serious. It's happened to me now in 2 different countries in very uncomfortable situations. Thankfully, I carry a journal with me everywhere I go. I have 2 journals, as you guys know.
Yeah, that's true.
A journal with me. And it literally saved my arse.
Because that's really interesting when you bring up your journal, because I always figured your journal's full of poo anyway.
Wow. This is what he
did. Yes. You guys have been gone for 2 weeks. I bring it right back to you.
No.
Anyway, bring your own toilet paper, peeps.
I definitely heed that advice for sure.
Yeah, no, because I got stuck eating this delicious street food, and then, you know, it has effects on your stomach.
Yes.
That happens swiftly, and then you're stuck in a bathroom, which also in Thailand you have to pay for. Well, in some places in Thailand, you have to pay to get into the bathroom. And then
yeah, that's true.
Until put a coin in. Awful. So anyway, and you might see some of that in somebody feed Phil. You might see some interesting, situations like that.
Good really time. Quickly, I asked everyone in the chat what they're eating right now.
Oh, good question.
Okay, so we have Xavier Jones. He's eating plantains and scrambled eggs together.
What? Awesome.
That's interesting.
That's cool. Yeah. Very Star Caribbean. Drew. I have popcorn and Oreos.
Wait. Star Drew, are you putting the Oreos in the popcorn? Because really,
Just like one hand.
Because it's salty really
and sugar. That's good. I like
milk
it.
Milk duds
like it.
In the popcorn. Or,
I tried that.
Chocolate chips. Oops. Or M&M. Basically, you need some chocolate.
No. Like M&M's, I can see it.
You need some chocolate in the popcorn when it's hot so it gets a little melty. And then you get some like chocolate slur on the popcorn when you're eating it. Just trust me. Okay. Trust me. It's so good.
Isn't what Regina King does?
Oh my God.
When you're on the carpet for 7 seconds.
She likes sweet and salty things together.
It's the most natural thing in the world, guys.
It might have been chocolate.
When you put, like, you go to the movie theater and you put your chocolate in the popcorn. I know I'm not alone on this.
Oh yeah. No, I'm sure a lot of people do it.
Please back me up, guys, in the chat. Help.
People were talking about like, apparently, I guess, Xavier, if you were talking about, they do that in Africa too. So I think it might just be like the plastic stuff.
Oh, nice. Right on. I've never been to Africa. I can't wait to go.
Yeah. The song.
No plans I caught the rain. We're going to save you.
No, it's I bless the rains.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Caught, kissed. I don't know.
All right. So we have a few minutes left. So we're going to kind of go back to our regular scheduled programming. And
I just want
to
talk about food all day.
I know, right? Something that I watched, which... It's a great draw to suck you in because it's Robert Redford. Jason Segel. Rooney Mara.
Good.
It's Jesse Plemons.
Awesome.
It's called The Discovery.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I discovered that it wasn't so good.
Oh, no. What happened?
So this was a movie that was at Sundance. Okay. It got acquired by Netflix. And the premise is awesome. The premise is that Robert Redford finds out there is an afterlife.
Okay.
Here's the problem. It starts a chain reaction of people who are unhappy in this life decide to...
Oh, just want to get there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great premise. That is a great premise.
That part of it's great. And it evolves into something more. The big issue is that as the story goes along, I just kind of just don't care. I'm a little lost. And the payoff was not great. Mm. So...
Can I ask you, is Robert Redford still holding his own in the acting chops? Is he still bringing it?
He's great.
He'll always be great.
The problem is that with Robert Redford, oh my gosh, please don't be watching,
we love you, Robert Redford.
Yeah, I know. I love Robert Redford, but he has spent many, many a time out in the sun riding horses.
So he's looks his age.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but just he's still a brilliant actor. I mean, I understand why he took this role. And granted, he invented Sundance.
Yeah.
But just it. And the interesting thing too is like I had to go read about it. Nicholas Hoult was originally attached to do the Jason Segel role.
Oh wow. Okay.
And I wanted to see Jason Segel go because like who usually does comedy. Going to doing a drama. So that's what really intrigued me about it.
How was he?
It's fine, but the problem is that anybody can be really good in a movie, but if the story sucks, then I don't care how good they are.
Ah, man.
So it definitely was like flat for me in terms of, so like, you know, if you guys are, I mean, truthfully, like what I can sit there and say is this, you can kind of just kind of fast forward it or like to have it on the background doesn't work though.
Okay.
Because then you'll get even more lost. You kind of have to pay some attention to it. So it's definitely not one of those that you can have on the background and then still be like, okay, I've seen the movie. It doesn't work that way.
Would you recommend it though to people? No, not okay.
No.
All right.
I have a fun movie recommend that's completely off the other. And I think you're going to fight me on this, Rick, because you don't like these actors. But I'm a big fan of the Workaholics crew and the Workaholics guys. And Rick said you did like the movie. But the movie Game Over Man, it's like childish boy humor, but I was literally laughing out loud.
Really? You were the one, huh? You were the only one. No, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love Adam Devine. I just don't think I like the three of them together in this movie. I was also at the carpet, and so I got to talk to them. I've got to see them. I got to like talk to them. I got to see the movie in the theater like that they premiered at or whatever. And Adam Devine says this one thing to his mom. He said like, "Mom, I apologize for the scene that's about to happen." Yeah. I didn't really think it was going to happen. I thought he was making a joke.
Oh no!
And then when I saw the scene, I was like, "Oh, dude, really?" Like,
super graphic. There is definitely like some serious nudity. Like they don't hold anything back. That is not a prosthetic.
And then the funny thing is that was also one of those things where it had like a very kind of good premise or whatever. Yeah. But just overall, it was like a lot of cheap gags where a lot of cameos from like their people that they've worked with.
The cameos are great. There's like every comedian that you've ever seen plaza cameo in this role. It's really fun.
It felt like the original Ron Burgundy, where you had like all the different groups showing up, and you're just like, "What's Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller and these guys?"
I would have been a little miffed if I saw it in the theater and paid full theater price for it. So it was awesome that it was on Netflix. It was like the exact perfect movie to be on Netflix for like a Friday night at home. Like this chick, I loved it. It was awesome. What you got, Amy?
Well, so it's not a movie, and it has sweet parts. But this is actually a recommendation because I kind of just started watching it just because it was there. And I've seen a lot of billboards about it. It's called Alexa and Katie.
And Katie.
Okay. Yes. So I understand it looks like it would be for young teenagers.
See, and that's the thing. It's like it turned me off because I saw the billboards.
Yes.
But then it said rating like Y7 and under or something. And I was like, Y7? I was like, dude, I was like, I'm 10, so I was like, I can't watch this.
Well, I'm 10 too, remember? It's actually really sweet.
Okay.
So it's about Alexa and Katie, and Alexa is the one that has cancer, and they're starting their first year of high school. So it's all of those, like, you know, high school feelings of, oh my God, I just want to make a good impression on everyone. But the friendship between those two girls is so strong. Like, even in the pilot, you just get a feel for it. And is it Tiffany Amber Thiessen? Is she still doing that?
Uh-huh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Thiessen.
Yep.
Well, see, it just
Kelly Kapowski. Kelly Kapowski. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So she does a really good job.
She's a great actress.
Yeah.
Playing the mom.
She plays Alexa's mom. Give it a try. Do not dismiss it just because of the rating and because of how it looks. I think I'm like 2 or 3 episodes in.
Is it a half hour?
It's, yeah. I want to say at least it feels that way. Yeah, not even 24 minutes.
A quick watch.
Super easily digestible and very sweet. And I really like it. I really do. And I'm currently binge watching a lot of Marvel things. So this is a nice little breather in between.
Yeah. Well, because we got Infinity War that's coming out very soon. So got to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah. Definitely recommend that.
Well, so it's really interesting because Amy Cassandra Martinez is talking about how she loves this show. And I remember another show a few weeks ago that she talked about that I said sucked.
Whatever.
Everything sucks. And it does suck. You know why? Because it did not get picked up for a season 2.
No.
Did not get picked up. What did I tell you? Don't need to watch it. That's what people did. Therefore, if you want your show to go to a season 2, watch Netflix Picks. Watch us. We'll tell you what you should be watching and what you should be watching. That was definitely not one of them. But I said it was a lot. still cheap gags of 90s stuff, and that's why it didn't work for me.
Mm. No, I love the 90s. I love the show. I think that people just didn't get it, and that's fine. Some shows are just meant to be one season long. Others get lucky enough to be picked up. But I think these kids are going to do other things, and I'm happy for them.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to see, like, I would love to see all those kids, like, do something else. But just, I did not like that particular show. Or if Netflix has to pick and choose, One Day at a Time, season 3. I was very happy to read that. Oh, yeah. It's great. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, and you know.
I'm glad they're being choosy with what they renew. That's great. Because that means we get better programming. And they're really pushing. They're pushing so much original content. And we're really starting to see it drop. I'm seeing a lot of new movies and stuff on Netflix. So it's.
So here's some future casting for you guys. Is not casting in terms of actors and actresses necessarily, but I've been told that one of our friends has seen a couple episodes of Lost in Space. Huh? And it does not disappoint. It's coming out in a few weeks. Ooh. So when that drops, I will be talking all about it. And I was also told on a carpet that Glow season 2 should be dropping sometime in June. So we should be seeing that trailer very, very soon and hopefully having some of those actresses come on our show.
Exciting. I want to be friends with your friends. So yeah. Sounds like you've got the right friends.
Netflix picks. That's what we do, right? So with all further ado, Ashley Chaney, where can everybody find you?
Guys, come talk more about food with me and do it online at Ashley on Camera. Ashley on Camera, I want to hear everything that you're eating and everything that you're making.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm currently not eating anything right now, but I'll tell you what I'm eating later. You guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. That's Twitter, Instagram. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel.
YouTube channel's blowing up, y'all. Check it out.
Wait. But where else can people see you besides here?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Monday nights, Marvel TV Weekly, 7 p.m. Tuesday, new thing for me. I joined Marvel Movie News. Woo-hoo. That's at 2 p.m. Popcorn Talk. And then Sunday nights here. And then Popcorn Talk, 9 p.m. A box office breakdown.
Amy sleeps in the studio. I live here.
That's true. And guys, starting Wednesday, we'll be covering episode 2 of the Legion After Show, 10 o'clock West Coast time. And then next Sunday, 6 o'clock, episode 1 of season 3 of The Expanse. And of course, every Sunday, you guys can find us here, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RickHong. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Eat stuff.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Peanut butter jelly time.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.